Hello, and welcome to Advisory Explained. I'm your host, Kwesi Kretzinger. Join me in this series, this podcast where we discuss the complex world of advisory. We dive deep into very specific topics in the world of mergers and acquisitions, due diligence, tax, fiduciary services, and so much more, where we take complex topics and we break them down into smaller, bite-sized, palatable portions for you to understand and to understand where we can assist you. Welcome back to another episode of Advisory Explained. I'm your host, Kwesi Kretzinger, and today I've got the privilege to have Drian Beyleveld as my guest today. He is our resident zero director right here at Baker Tilly Greenwoods. Drian, welcome. Thanks for joining me today.
No, thank you for having me.
So today we're going to discuss on Xero, the cloud accounting software, and how absolutely amazing it is. The benefits it has for you specifically as either a professional in the accounting industry or as a client, a business owner, on where Xero can add significant value to you. We're going to look at why good and easy financial information is a non-negotiable, which Xero tools and best practices will help you achieve visible improvements in your business, and how having clean numbers will assist you one day when you would like to do a transaction, an M&A deal, an acquisition, or a sale. So whether you are a CFO, a business owner, join us as we're going to dive deep into some crucial aspects and thoughts regarding the applicability of Xero in today's cloud accounting space. Drian, my first question to you today is, when did you first get involved with Xero, and why is it so special?
Yeah, so I think if you go a little bit back into history, I started my personal life with Xero in 2016 already. Sure. By actually having another client forcing me onto this product. A very quick short story is that this client is a UK based and they were using Xero, and the client said, well, if we want to do the monthly processing, we must use Xero. And I'm like, okay, let's try to find and, you know, upskill yourself with Xero. And I search for Xero with a Z, and I can't find anything. And then I realize I'm even not even spelling the software correctly. It's actually Xero with an X. But eventually got into the program, wasn't really, impressed with it to start with, because, you know, you're used to your type of software. But as I was starting using this software, it was actually so mind-blowing what it can do, how easy it is, and actually how quick it is by using it. And basically, I just shift my whole mind, my whole practice, everything over to Xero, because it was an easy move and it made absolutely sense by doing it.
That's fantastic. What has been your biggest surprise for working on Xero as a platform? Not for you, not just for yourself, but also for your clients.
Yeah, so for me, I think it brings simplicity in a chaotic world. Mm-hmm. It makes things really easy, and you can understand it. You don't have to be a person with a degree or even understanding it with experience. You can just start doing it, and the program will guide you, because it's got lots of type of help functions throughout the process. But for me, the biggest thing is that it is cloud-based, and it is time-saving. Mm. So you can have all of that either on your iPad, on the go, and you can still be connected wherever you go. So for me, that is the most mind-blowing thing of this whole product. I'm coming way back out of a desktop type of software where you need to be on site to work on software. Whereas Xero changed that whole mindset for me, but that you can be anywhere in the world as long as you of internet connection, you are connected to your business, to your practice, to your software that actually guides you through this process.
I think that's such a fantastic point. And the reason is we're busy with a transaction at the moment where we're busy helping one of our clients sell his business, and it's in the commodity world. And I had to ask him the other day and say, client, can you send me the specific schedule we need for historic debtors, etc.? And he said, yeah, I can share it to you next week Tuesday when I'm back in office. Because he hasn't moved over to a cloud accounting software yet. He's still on a desktop-based service. And now it frustrates the system. It makes it difficult to move quickly and to assist. And I think that rolls over quite nicely into my next question of, what is the biggest pain points that Xero solves, in your opinion?
For me, I think there's so much that comes to mind, and not trying to repeat myself, but I think to have on-demand data available immediately to make sound decisions when you need to make that decision, and not having a delayed decision process. So if I need to do something based on certain sales statistics, I can go in, pull the reports, and I can see, okay, great, this is what we're doing, so this is what we need to do. Or I've now decided to do a certain type of marketing in my business, so I want to see that effect while I'm doing it, not waiting after the fact to actually see what the effect of my decisions are. And I think that is the one thing that Xero's sort of brought to the party, if I can use those words, is that it actually breaks down these walls so that you can make quicker decisions based on actual life data by really simplifying the process for you, not having to wait or getting actual experts in to pull data or whatever. Mm. And then by that time, you maybe have a missed opportunity because you were actually in a delayed process of making that decision.
I think everyone sort of knows that the quicker you can make the right decision with the right information, the better you will be off at the end of the day. And it sounds a lot like you're saying Xero has the ability to give you real-time data in the moment for the best possible decision-making for you, not just as a business owner, but for the business as a whole.
No, for sure. And it basically will help and guide you to build your business. I think it's one of your best business partners to have that's always there, that's going to guide you and will adapt to your need.
I think a big question is, for who is Xero? Is it for these big corporations, these listed companies, these multinationals, big family businesses that's been there for generations? Or is it for startups as well, small businesses, tunnies that's baking cookies out of their garage, kids that started a software? For who is Xero?
So if you asked me that question 10 years ago, I would have said, no, it's built for SMEs, because it was really built for SMEs. So startups and SMEs, it was designed for that. But Xero, over the past 10 years, have grown so much that it can fit any mold for any type of client. There's really very little limitations that Xero can't do. Xero's got over 1,000 apps or app partners that can plug into the app. So there's really almost a tool or an application for every type of need that a client might have that it can actually do to make life easier. So if the Tunny wants to bake cookies, there will be an app partner that can help and guide her through the process. Something simple that if she needs to have recipes and needs to know how much she's going to do, she plugs it in and the system will calculate how much she will get out, what's her profit and all of that. And she doesn't have to be a skilled accountant to be able to know that if she's producing this amount, what is basically her profit margins and what she needs to do. And if she adjusts it a little bit like this, what's her profit margins then going to be? And the product will obviously help and guide her through the process.
That is absolutely incredible. But before we get to tools, we're going to touch on that in a short while. How difficult is it? For if I'm still on a desktop-based accounting system, as a SME, a business that's been there for 30-odd years, run-of-the-mill, we're just ticking over, how difficult would it be for not just practically moving over my accounting from a desktop-based system to a cloud-based system like Xero, But also, how difficult would it be for the learning curve for the on-site accountants to move over and to be able to understand the new system and to use it effectively?
Yeah, so that I think it's a very good question, but it's also depending on the user. So if I go back to my first experience, as I explained at the beginning, in 2016, when my client sort of forced me onto this program, I was a little bit like, oh, I don't know what to do. But Xero basically has certain training tools and help functions that actually trains you through the process with almost you realizing that you're actually gaining skills from this product. Converting from your current system, physically, if you're just talking about, you know, I've made the decision, let's pull the trigger, I want to go to the cloud. Physically, that's the easiest process, and Xero is with you all the way. They will take your data, they will convert it to the cloud for you at least 2 years or so. You can get to the cloud with no cost, no charge, because Xero partners with you to get that. And if you want more than 3 years in the cloud as part of this transition from your desktop software to pass to Xero, then there is some charges applicable to that, but it's not, you know, breaking the bank. So it's all possible with the tools using like Cloud Converter as an example that would obviously be able to get all of these type of data into the cloud. But the training portion of it is actually so nicely structured within it. So you can pace yourself, certify yourself, say, well, I need to know how to do recons, for instance, on the bank. Then there's a small 5-minute clip and a 5-minute assessment to show you, can you do it, can't you do it, and help you to say where the pitfalls or where you would struggle to get you through that process. You can guide yourself actually to learn the program without really having to paying someone for that learning curve.
So you've spoken a lot about from a Xero specific perspective, how Xero assists the users, the clients. From a Baketalii Greenwood's perspective, what do we offer to assist our clients with the transition on phase one to transition over from desktop to cloud-based, but also continually after that? What is it that we offer our clients?
Yeah, so we ensure that all our staff is Xero certified, so that if any client phones in or my contacts to a staff member at Baketalii Greenwood in the accounting and or audit teams, that they are able to assist them on the Xero side. But we also got a Xero specific department that it's head up by Carly, our Xero champion, where she will basically add that support level that you would need. So let's say you've got something more advanced and it's not the run of the mill type of thing that you need to do, she will jump in and either physically go to the client and sort them out, or she will then jump in a Teams call with nowadays technology. Because everything is connected, you're able to sort out the client easily. But from the Baketalii Greenwood side, we're always there to support the clients and train them. So we make sure that once a client is converted, that we had an opportunity to train the core staff. And also we try to be on site whenever they go live to ensure that there's no areas of uncertainty. And if there are, Carly will jump in, or myself or any of the other team members will jump in and assist the client so that it's a seamless process. On average, I believe it takes roughly 3 months for any client that's converted to really start experiencing the benefits of this product, because month one, you're sort of regretting your decision. This is how life works.
Yeah.
But now you're in the cloud. Month two, you're sort of understanding it. And month three, you're starting enjoying it, because now you've gone through all those motions and it's starting you're starting to bear the fruit of all your efforts.
Yeah. Now that sounds incredible. How does Xero assist our clients to stay compliant and efficient, especially in a world that in our accounting world, which is quite highly regulated, especially if we start throwing in the ball, the tax ball from the side?
Yeah, so Xero tries to adapt to any new compliance that comes our way. So we must understand that Xero is a global tool. It's not a South African-specific tool, but it is also designed for South African-specific. So there's different things. So they've now designed a South African Xero, let's call it template, that now can plug into SaaS. So when I do my VAT It will then give me my VAT recons. And once I'm happy, you can press a button and it automatically submits directly to SARS without you having to log into e-filing. Meaning you can do all the recon with the data there, ensuring that it matches. So now you know that whatever you submit to SARS, SARS knows and the system knows because it's the same thing. It's no longer, I've pulled information from a system and made a typo error when submitting to SARS because, you know, that happens. It's disconnected. So SARS and Xero now automatically gets connected. We can talk the same about the EMP2 ones for payroll. The payroll compliance is done within a tool called SimplePay, as an example. But then that 201 gets submitted via Xero's gatekeeper onto e-filing. And it's similar to the VAT 201. The data that's in the system matches the data now at source. So there's no discrepancy between the two. So that helps with that compliance. They're also working on the beneficial owner structures within Xero, where you can actually capture all of that and build your structures within Xero so that you have all of that information at hand, because that's also new compliance that comes through where every client needs to adhere to. So Xero tries to adapt wherever they can with the compliance specific to South Africa, as they would do for any other countries, which I obviously no expert of. But if I just look at Xero in South Africa, they're trying to be the front runners when it comes to digital cloud accounting.
Almost sounds to me like Xero is really saying, listen, I'm partnering with you. Your pain, your effort, your difficult things that you are struggling with, things that cost time, places where mistakes come in, let me assist you with that. It sounds like it's a lot of that comes through all the applications, the abilities, the training, all of that Xero offers.
No, for sure. So Xero tries... They've got this vision that once something is digital, keep it digital. Don't get your digital bank statements and then print it out, then get someone to capture it back into the system. They believe once it's digital, keep it digital, and that's how it needs to start. If you get your invoice from your supplier and in digital format, you keep it in that format and Xero reads it and processes it within the system. All the different apps, you can basically no more have, you know, hard copy things in your office or in your business, because everything will be stored within your one core product being Xero, and you can work from that basis out.
That sounds incredible. Now, we touched on it a little bit earlier, and you've thrown the word here left and right in a few of your answers about apps and tools. So tell us a little bit of, is there a few specific apps and tools that you really like that we use in Xero? And then what's new? What can we expect? What's exciting? We spoke off video before and on one of the topics, but I'm not going to steal your light on that. So I'd appreciate if you can touch on that as well.
Okay, so let's bring it a little bit closer to home when trying to answer this question, because I think it's always easier to answer something if you experience it. So within our own Bagatelle Agreements accounts department, we've converted over to Xero a while back. And we've now started introducing different apps. But we are a very busy type of accounting firm, meaning we really don't have time for mundane tasks. So we want the things to happen automatically. And we need to make sure that the right approvals is in place and making sure that everything really is done to the T.
Efficiency.
So we use Dext. Dext was previously called Receipt Bank. So Dext is basically your online storage facility. And think about all the days where you had to lever arch files and filing all those receipts from your suppliers. That's basically what it is. So the moment I get a supplier invoice, and I'm just going to talk now supplier side, supplier invoice, I will then send it onto my Dext app, either by physically forwarding onto it. You've got a specific email that you can forward it to, or physically taking my phone and taking a photo. Let's say I go out for coffee and this is now a business expense, take the photo and it automatically gets uploaded to Dext. Dext will then capture it, send it via Approval Max. It's our next app that we're going to add to the discussion. Is the app basically makes sure that the right person approves the specific invoice. When all the days someone would have put a hand signature to that invoice and said, now the accounts team, now they can pay it. So Approval Max will go to the specific person to approve it. And there's numerous rules that you can put up to make sure that the specific one only goes to Kwesi compared to what must go to Drian, as an example. Once Drian has approved that specific invoice, it then gets captured within Xero and will sit in Xero as a waiting payment. Now the team will say, right, we pay on due dates. So they will pull the list on Xero to say what is due, let's say today. They will then push it through to PaySoft. PaySoft will then ask you whether you want to pay it. You can then also have an approval structure that someone can prove the physical payment of these invoices that's been approved for payment. So, I mean, you can add as many levels if you want to. And then PaySoft will physically pay these invoices by getting the money from the bank, send a remittance to all the specific suppliers that you now physically pay, go back into Xero, automatically reconcile all these invoices with the payment, and it will go sit there with all the proof. So once, let's say, we get audited and someone pulls that specific transaction, they will see that the specific supply invoice, when it was received, when it was approved, when it was sent for approval, when it was physically approved, and the proof of payment with the remittance sent to the supplier. So all of that on one transaction by click of a button.
Sure.
And then we've got another level before we pay any suppliers. We use EFT Sure to make sure that the actual bank details really is correct, meaning that they would go into the back end, check the bank details with the banks, check that the actual suppliers really are still registered with CIPC, all those compliances, so that we can limit fraud and obviously someone trying to steal the money if you're paying it incorrectly. So we've got all these securities in place, and that's how we work. So we ended up having, I'm just going to give an example of 8 staff in the accounts department, and we were able to reduce that to 6 because there were 2 that went on retirement, but we didn't need to actually replace them with another 2 because of working smarter and more efficient with the system doing the bulk of the hard work and the team basically just understanding and running these systems.
That is incredible, and it really sounds that we're really trying our best to use what is available to us, use the tools on our table to improve our own firm's efficiencies. What new can we expect out of Xero?
So Xero is also trying to get a very good fit in the AI space. They've got all the data, and they've got a tool called JAX. JAX is called Just Ask Xero. And I want to give you an example how this can work into a very simple, plain type of business. Let's think of a plumber. Now, you're going to ask me, then, why would a plumber use AI? So this is how we're going to help the plumber with AI. So the plumber normally goes on call-outs. So when the plumber is there, he's physically working with his hand and he's doing the job or whatever. And then he's most probably will have a book where he writes what he's done and what stock he used to actually fix the specific assignment with this client. And then at night, the poor plumber would sit and take this book and start doing all the invoices and try to remember everything. And then it's done. And then by that time, his whole family is already in bed and he's dead tired. And then all the invoices are done. But he still hasn't been paid yet. Right. And then the next day starts, and then he starts doing his day all over. And still at one point, he needs to follow up on some of these invoices. And, you know, he's not really designed for that. But where JAX will come in, he can use his phone that's obviously got the Xero app in, and he can start talking to his JAX and say, okay, right, I'm at Kwesi's house. We've now fixed his scenario. I've used product X, Y, and Z. It's taken me 3 hours. Please generate the invoice. It will generate the invoice, and it will ask you whether it can send it. Once you say yes, please send it to Kwesi, immediately sends to Kwesi. While I'm still at Kwesi's house, I can use my phone and say, right, Kwesi, you can sort of tap here for payment. That technology is coming to South Africa, but I'm just talking about how JAX can work. You can immediately tap your credit card to your phone and that invoice is immediately paid. By just talking to your phone, telling your AI tool what needs to happen, it basically generated the invoice, sent it to the client, and while you were there, basically sort of get your payment as well, because then that's done. Now, at the time that the plumber gets home, all his invoices is done and most probably
been paid
as well. I know the payment is still debatable where someone will pay you later, but I mean, I'm just saying that technology is there for someone that basically spent very much after hours to get things done and losing out on family time because he's really running the business to support his family. He has now more time by using this tool that really comes at no additional cost because you're using Xero, because you've got the data there. So it's very important by using AI. I always say junk in, junk out. So if the data that's in there is not right, then the AI tool potentially give you the wrong detail. The tool obviously can do so much more, and it develops as AI becomes a better thing, as Just Ask Xero, the tool starting to be used more, it starts to develop and get better in a sense.
Absolutely. It sounds incredible, and I can't wait to start playing around with it, especially on the advisory side, to be able to log into a client's Xero and pull out forecasts, cash flow, historic information, a lot of things like this, and then ask Jax or Just Ask Xero to point out inefficiencies and things where we can understand the data better, which we might take longer or might not pick up due to small, I don't want to call it irregularities, but small movements, so that we can assist the client early enough. We're doing another episode after this in terms of due diligence, financial due diligence. And I think Xero specifically, or my personal experiences, it's helped so much smooth over that the time and the efficiency of a due diligence process, because the information is ready, it's real time, it's live, and it's accessible for us to use. Drian, my last question to you is, what is one thing that you wish more people knew about Xero?
I think before I get to the answer I want to say, I just want to mention something running up to that answer, is that the seven most expensive words is we have always done it that way. And that will come at a big cost if you don't open your mind as to what's out there and what's new. Xero is giving you that opportunity to be part of the front end of your business growth, your scaling up within your practice, if you're an accounting practice, scaling up if your business getting more sales, all of that, by having that data there. I think the biggest hurdle in any person's road is really making a mind shift of change. And we're all scared of change, but I'm excited for what lies ahead. I'm excited that we as a firm partner with Xero, and I'm excited to see how clients actually grow and have more time enjoying their business by having the right tools plugged in and partnering with a firm like Bagatelle Greenwich alongside them to support them on their journey. I'm excited to see where all of this is going. If you're still using outdated dinosaur software, with all due respect, I believe it's time now to change, and we're here to help. Our accounting team and our advisory team would more than happy be able to assist on that journey to convert your business to the cloud.
Absolutely. Drian, thank you so much. And that's a wrap. Thank you very much for joining us today, speaking to Drian regarding Xero and how it can actually help you, your business, your efficiency, and not just your business, but also, just like Drian mentioned, your family time at the end of the day. Watch out in the subscription at the bottom, the notes at the bottom, for Drian's email address so that you can reach out to him and see how we at Bagatelle Greenwich can assist you with your business. Thank you.